Hey, it's Tanika Bruce, also known as Coach Bruce, or the Network Nurse. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a leader, a doctoral student, a wife, and a parent. Join me on this journey to discuss nurse X's and O's from nursing to networking. With my experiences, failures, and lessons learned in leadership, business, and sports, my hope is to positively impact your life by challenging you to chase after your goals with relentless pursuit. Let's aim to achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. Welcome to Nurse X's and O's, the podcast for entrepreneurial nurses, nurse leaders, and nursing professionals. As promised, this is part two of an ongoing series on building a profitable business selling digital products. Today, we're talking about types of digital product businesses for nurses. Now, with time constraints in our field, if your goal is to start a business as a healthcare professional, digital products are a great way to go because they require zero overhead, there's no need to invest in inventory, and you also have an avenue of earning passive income. So, what kind of digital product business can nurses start creating? Let's explore some of those options. Digital products come in many types, from ebooks and software to courses and video tutorials. So let's look at some of the specific types of digital products that's out there. So you may ask, what type of products are suitable for nurses? Whether you're looking for creative ways to monetize your knowledge or you just maybe want to expand your portfolio, there are so many types of digital products that you can create as a nurse. These don't even really have to be in the health niche. And I know a lot of nursing professionals, some are that are in our network group that have interest in other industries. Some running businesses in the hospitality sector, you have fitness, you have fashion, you have beauty. And so with that said, some product examples that can be sold digitally include ebooks. You also have software, courses, and video tutorials, and even graphics, website templates, pictures, all the way to film, music, web apps, subscriptions, and private memberships. You even have WordPress plugins and artwork. So you might be saying, hey, these are all great, but how do I translate those product ideas, being a health professional, into a business venture? The crucial starting point for any entrepreneur is passion and interest. Like I mentioned, you don't have to be a health-related product person, but if you, for example, let's say you love cooking, that can be a starting point for your business. Other ways to tap into your potential for your business is to consider your experience and your expertise that you brought in before you became a nurse or healthcare professional. For instance, let's say if you specialize in family health care, and you have a lot of valuable ideas related to preventative health care, maybe it's in children or newborn, then creating an ebook or a course based on that topic could be extremely profitable. Same as if you were in banking prior to becoming a nurse. You could put out some banking information or ebook on credit or anything, or savings, anything like that. Now, another good example, if you've got expertise in healthcare management or human resource management, then create a software or a web app that can help healthcare professionals managing and streamlining their processes can be a really great way to monetize your knowledge. Or maybe you just simply want to share ideas about healthy recipes or health-related topics in the world. So why not create some kind of artwork or articles or anything related to this? Then you may ask, do you need technical expertise to venture into this kind of business? The simple answer is no. There are some digital products such as software or website templates and apps that might require technical expertise to create, but you have an option to outsource or purchase private label materials just to get started. And we've got a training course that goes into the details and shows you how to go about successfully creating your product, whether through outsourcing or DIY. So don't forget to check the links in the description box below. No matter what type of digital product that you decide to create, though, it's essential that you make sure it's innovative and it's high quality. a lot of mistakes that I see a lot of entrepreneurs make is to create these low quality products just to make a quick buck, but they rarely have any type of staying power. So don't fall into that trap. Now, while the competitive nature of this business is really a fact, it's also due to the availability of thousands of these low quality products that are released into the market. And you don't really want to be another one of these entrepreneurs that are competing in that type of category. So for your business to last for a long time, you need to really focus on delivering high quality content that's going to bring in extra referrals and repeat customers. That's the secret. It also helps if your product solves a real world problem for your target audience, so that way they know that they're getting value from it. There's so many types of digital products that nurses can create depending on their interests and also their experience. So why not take advantage of your unique opportunities in the digital age today? Start exploring different types of digital products that fit best with your skill set, or in our free digital products business guide attached. You're going to see that in this episode. Look in the description box below. Those things will be really, really clear to you if you just check that out. Thanks for listening in. Share your questions with us, and we'll have the opportunity to answer them in our series. Until next time.
Hopefully you guys liked today's episode. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. That's very important. And also connect with me on my social media pages. And if you want to know more about me, please visit TanikaBruce.com.